USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has broken his silence about the Russia probe, making his first public remark since the investigation began over 2 years ago. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
Mueller says the investigation did find that Russia conducted a sweeping effort to try to influence the 2016 presidential election. Mueller also said Justice Department guidelines did prohibit him from being able to charge President Trump with any crime, like obstruction, in connection with the probe.
It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge.
Mueller adding, though, that if he had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, quote, we would have said so. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Concerns over flooding in the central U.S. will likely only get worse due to recent torrential downpours. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says residents need to be vigilant as the Arkansas River nears a historic crest in the western part of the state.
The levee system that was built by the Army Corps of Engineers was not built for the level of flooding that we expect under the modeling that we've seen.
The FAA is investigating after two small planes collided near a Florida airpark in Green Cove Springs. One man is dead and another is injured. Louisiana has become the latest state where lawmakers passed a strict ban on abortion as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy. There are no exceptions for rape or incest. Stocks closed lower, the Dow dropped 221 points, the S&P 500 off by 19, and the NASDAQ lost 60 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new study from the Mercatus Center says the main reason teens are having a difficult time finding jobs is due to some states raising the minimum wage. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Now, as minimum wage hikes continue to occur, employers are looking for applicants who have more experience rather than that 16-year-old who's hoping to land his or her first job. Larry Winget is a pit bull of personal development. He joins Fox News and says it's rather unfortunate this is the road employers are having to go down because teens are able to learn so much from that first job.
It is a tough situation, but the nice thing is that you learn once you have the job. You learn a little respect for having a job, I believe. And I think one of the opportunities here is for kids to learn what it takes to get a job, then what it takes to keep that job, what it takes to keep your boss happy, how to serve customers. All of those things make you a better human being. And I think that's the real value here. Plus, the feeling that you have internally for your self-esteem, that you're not going to be judged based on how many likes you get on your cell phone, on your social media pages, but you're going to be judged based on how hard you work and are rewarded for that work, and then the freedom that comes from spending that money you earn.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Amazon is introducing the newest addition to the Echo family. Echo 5 is a smaller version of the Echo Show with a 5.5-inch screen. It costs around $90, which is the cheapest device featuring a screen. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.